Let's talk about the last patient that you wanted to chat about, the 68-year-old woman with a recurrence.
This is a 68-year-old woman who had been previously treated with frontline induction therapy, and then her disease has relapsed. This is somewhat similar to the patient I presented before from California. The relapsed myeloma patient feel will basically point out how you want to sequence your choices. So the patient has one particular treatment up front. If they were treated with an immunomodulatory compound, because thalidomide dexamethasone, as you know, was widely embraced for a period of time in this country, so many of the patients who are relapsing might have had thalidomide dexamethasone as an induction therapy. If these patients relapse, then I would strongly recommend these patients go through a proteasome inhibitor as their first choice of salvage therapy. If the patient had had proteasome inhibitor upfront in any of the combination, then immunomodulatory molecule should be the combination. Then the second important message that comes out is, if the patient is not in a clinical trial, then you don't necessarily want to use bortezomib alone as a treatment, because evidence-based, as the drug was approved, it was used as a single agent. But at this time, we know bortezomib Doxil is superior to bortezomib alone. As I told you, that physician from California, she was going to treat the patient with bortezomib Doxil dexamethasone combination.
But this patient had previous treatment with VAD.
That's exactly right. So giving that, still if the patient had VAD induction is only 4 cycles, and you know in breast cancer, the adriamycin exposure is much higher than that. In lymphoma, CHOP chemotherapy, adriamycin exposure is much more than that. Whereas in myeloma, it is very, very limited, 3 cycles of VAD chemotherapy. So the adriamycin dose is not the limitation when they come back, so they can still participate on bortezomib Doxil approach. My recommendation is better used as a combination chemotherapy when these patients come for relapse, and choose either proteasome inhibitor or immunomodulatory compound depending upon their prior history. If the patient has already seen proteasome inhibitor and immunomodulatory molecule, I would strongly urge the physician to recommend these patients for clinical trial, because there are so many new drugs in the pipeline. It is very important that these drugs accrue patients in clinical trial and that they get approved quickly so all of us benefit.
So how was this woman treated?
This particular patient, again, she actually participated in one of her clinical trials, which is available at our center.
Which one was it? Which trial?
Oh, this particular patient went on the lenalidomide dexamethasone with the weekly antibody lotuzumab, which is the Hulux 63 clinical trial.